for you when Jesus is your Savior. If you're a Christian, then your hope is strong and secure because Jesus has already paid for every one of your sins. You know you are completely forgiven. You also know that the story of your life in this world finishes wonderfully well at the gates of heaven. The Bible is the only perfect Word of God, and I've included Bible verses to go with each devotion. These verses from God's Word will help you learn how much Jesus loves you and why you can trust Him. I hope you will find a quiet place to read these devotions slowly each day. Jesus loves spending time with you, and the better you get to know Him, the more you will love spending time with Him too. You can talk with Jesus about everything, wherever you are and whatever is happening. Remember, Jesus has promised to be with you always, and He hears every one of your prayers. Sarah Young. What is hope? Hope is expecting God to keep His promises and knowing that He will. God is not a man. He will not lie. God is not a human being. He does not change His mind. What He says He will do, He does. What He promises, He keeps. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. One, my kind of hope. Put your hope in me, because I love you, always. Hope, my kind of hope, is very different from any other kind. It is more than a wish or a dream. It is expecting me to keep my promises, because you know that I will. One of my greatest promises is to give you a happy ending to your story. Yes, your story. Because your life is a story. Put your hope in me by trusting me as your Savior and following me. I promise that your adventure will end with a happily ever after in heaven with me. I died on the cross so that you can have a forever like this. No matter how tough this day may be, you can always have hope. Because in me, your story has an amazing ending. And know that that will brighten even your darkest day. So our hope is in the Lord. He is our help, our shield to protect us. We rejoice in Him. We trust His holy name. Lord, show your love to us as we put our hope in you. Psalm 33, verses 20 through 22. That faith and that knowledge come from our hope for life forever. God promised that life to us before time began, and God does not lie. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. 2. Not one single thing. Nothing can separate you from my love. Nothing you do or say or think will ever make me stop loving you. It just is impossible, because you're my precious one. My love is a gift. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to be perfect or even good enough. My love is simply yours to keep. It secures your connection to me, your Savior, forever. So when everything is going well and you are happy, enjoy it. Don't worry about when the good might end or what troubles may come later. Just smile and thank me. When things are tough, be brave. I will help you, I will never leave you, and I will love you no matter what. This world will always have troubles, but there's one thing you can never have to worry about, one thing you can always count on. My love for you will never end. Nothing above us, nothing below us, or anything else in the whole world will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 39. A thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I came to give life, life in all its fullness. John chapter 10, verse 10. I have told you these things so that you can have peace in me. In this world you will have trouble, but be brave. I have defeated the world. John chapter 16, verse 33.